You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Happy Game Day Eve, everybody.
I thought you just said Happy Game Day.
Oh, you were worried?
I was excited because, you know, the Bills play tomorrow. But
you're like, if that's tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I was also like, what happened to Wednesday? Where did Wednesday go?
Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Of course, with it being Game Day Eve, and I did see Sal Capaccio tweeted it as well. We will hear Sal and Sean McDermott's interview coming up in just about 45 minutes here in hour number one. We will hear then from Sal at 11. We'll also get a look at the weather down in Miami with Patrick Hammer in about an hour and a half at 11:30. So we got a packed day today. I will say, though, I was driving in this morning. I got here a little bit earlier, so I was more just hanging out in my car and listening to Jeremy and Joe. And Jeremy bringing up today being 9/11, of course, and bringing up that both you and Joe were very young. Josh, maybe you were in the same age bracket here, and, yeah. And you were saying, like, you kind of have a recollection,
literally
a little bit.
An image in my head of looking at the TV and also remembering, like, wanting to play with my dad because I'm, like, 2 or 3 years old.
Yep.
And he's just like, not right now, like, something's going on.
Yeah, we're watching the news.
Yeah.
And as a kid, you're like, it's like, the news, man.
Who cares? It's the news. Yeah. Like, you're a three-year-old. You don't have the comprehension yet, obviously. Like,
yep.
You know, but it is, you know, as the one caller put it, a day that'll live in infamy. One of those,
oh, yeah.
One of those days in world history, not just American history, that will always be remembered.
Yep.
For just everything that happened on the day and everything that's happened since,
mm-hmm.
in a sort of domino effect, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's hard. Like, it's a hard thing. Even though I was only 3 years old, it's still, you know, makes me emotional thinking
lot
about
of
it. And
the rest of your life has been set up by that moment.
Right.
I mean, I still, you know, just kind of more been, you know, lighthearted thing. Ever going to an airport, traveling with anyone older than like 35 is like, oh, remember when this was easier?
Right.
Or you watch a rom-com movie and you're like, yeah, when like they actually go to the gate with the person.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
You're seeing old movies when people would run all the way to a gate. I mean...
Home Alone.
Yeah.
Home
Alone is probably one of the best examples of that where it's, you know, there's...
To us, that's basically fiction, but in reality, that was...
right.
It's a reality. It's a little thing, but yeah, like our lives have drastically changed. We barely even realize it because we're both... I think I'm a year older than you.
Mm-hmm.
I was 4 at the time. I have no memories of it. I think I was in preschool early, you know, kind of like the daycare. I don't remember anything.
Like I said, my memory is... It's very vague. It's not like I'm remembering key parts of the day or anything. It's like a 2-second blip.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you've ever made it down to New York City at the memorial and everything, but
I did want to bring up. I did
back in college, and unfortunately I didn't get there when it was open, right? Like we were on a, you know, kind of a weekend sort of trip, me and some of friends for a radio conference because we were all in the college radio station. We were all down there. And when the conferences were done, we had kind of the evening and afternoon to do what we wanted. And we were trying to explore New York City, do a bunch of different stuff, and we ended up getting to the 9/11 memorial after close. But you can still walk around the area and everything. And the fountains were off because it was nighttime, everything was closed. But just being in that square, if you want to call it that,
it hits you.
I can't describe it. It's
that's the feeling I got. Yeah,
and quiet. There's even though it's New York City and it's always loud, that area is somehow dead silent.
Yep. It was maybe 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy at the time was living in New Jersey, and you know I hadn't seen him in a while, so I went to go visit him over 4th of July weekend. And so I'm hanging out with him and his girlfriend, and you know we decided to take a trip into the city, and it just so happens that like we kind of made our way over there as we're, you know, kind of doing sightseeing and getting food and everything like that. And it just, you're right, like as you kind of got there, the city all of a sudden went from, you know, very loud, and it, you know, kind of has that the aura of the city that never sleeps. And yeah, I would say it was around 2-3 in the afternoon or whatever, and it was just, you know, dead quiet over there. And it was, that was a very interesting moment in my life, like going there and everything like that. I've never seen the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. I've heard that's a very similar experience where it's just, in a way, almost haunting. That's kind of the feeling I got from it. And as somebody that never, you know, you were 3, I was 4 years old. It's the first, you know, historical event we've ever lived through. But, you know, it's the quote-unquote lived. We don't have real memories of it. I know Jeremy also was mentioning the Challenger explosion. I know there are hundreds of people that share the story of they were sitting in an elementary school classroom and, you know, teachers were wheeling in a TV to watch it because, well, you know, I believe she was like the teacher of the year. She got to go up in the Challenger. Like this, it was a really cool moment, and especially, you know, the Challenger, at least I could be remembering this wrong, but kind of was leading up to, you know, space travel is becoming more and more sort of not regulated, but like a school teacher could go up there rather than, you know right. Test pilots and stuff like that.
You don't have to be someone that's part of NASA anymore. Yeah. You can just be Joe Schmo that won a contest.
Yeah, and sure, they'll train you, but here you go. And, you know, that moment, I know for a lot of people is sort of like a linchpin moment in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's just I would have felt awful if we had just moved past it, especially for, you know, me and you. You know, we easily could have. We don't have the memories of it.
Right. Well,
and I didn't want to do that.
Also for me, my dad is a volunteer fireman. Mm-hmm. So it does kind of hit close to home there too, in that sense of just knowing what you can never understand what mm-hmm. those families have gone through.
Yep.
Obviously, but understanding or trying to understand that feeling that you go through, it does kind of resonate with me a little bit more in that sense too. And I'm not trying to say, you know, oh, I know how you feel, because I would never ever try to, you know, be that way, because that's incomprehensible for me. But, you know, it's an interesting day. I don't really know how to describe it.
I heard Joe talking about it too when I was driving in, the idea of like watching documentaries or even like that whole 4-hour newscast. I've never done that. I've watched the documentaries, of course, but in terms of the newscast, nothing's going on tonight. I kind of want to check that out.
There's one documentary that I remember I watched in high school, and it was these two French guys. I can't remember the name of them. I can't remember the name of the documentary. I hope I can find it tonight. But they were in America following around a New York City fire department, like one specific station.
Yep.
And it just so happened that it started... Their filming started, I think, a week before 9/11.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they were doing filming on documentaries about something with fire companies in America. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Like I said, I hope I can find it later to rewatch it. But, you know, that was a crazy documentary for me to watch, because it's like, you have to, I hope I can look it up in a break here, but you have to watch it, because they're literally at the station that's like 5 blocks away from the World Trade Center, and they happen to be on the street when it all started happening and filming.
Yeah.
And so they catch it as it's happening. Just a live reaction. And I know there's, you know, a lot of, there's not a lot, but there's quite
I've
a,
seen
quite
some
a
of
few
those videos
from TV cameras and things like that, but this one just feels so raw, and, you know, it's not like a news camera. It's just two guys trying to make a movie, and it's very in the moment. It's very, you know,
it's very raw.
Yeah.
Very raw.
Yeah.
And those are some of the things that will captivate me the most, is just the very raw footage, you know, not the dramatization of it or anything like that. Like, just boom, here you go. And I think that's also why, again, Joe brought up those ideas of going on YouTube and finding like the 4-hour broadcast newscast of that morning. I want to check that out, because I find that stuff really fascinating to watch.
I found it in like a 2-second Google search. It's the Nadeau brothers, Naudet 9/11 documentary. And if anyone wants to check it out, that's the one that I watched, and, you know, it's I highly recommend it. It's very good. You can find it on YouTube. I think this is the full thing. It's 2 hours long, so I'm assuming
it feels like the full thing.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Still think about how basically every broadcast was there when the second plane hit the second tower. Just,
right. Yeah, because everyone gets alerted to the first one, and you have everyone.
It's a huge new story.
People
there,
thought
regardless.
It was an accident, yeah. And then once they saw the second one, they're like, "Okay, this is on purpose. This, right, something. This is real bad."
And yeah. I think it's the thing too. That's something I want to watch and kind of grasp as well, as just how it went from a traditional, hey, this is big news. It's going to be big news. I mean, one of the towers has been hit. You know, is it an accident? That alone is going to be a massive story. And to see, I mean, these clips I have seen of people reacting to the second tower being hit always just kind of gives me goosebumps a little bit. Because you do wonder, too, like, how would I handle that in that moment? I remember taking journalism classes and this being a talking point of, like, you know, be honest with yourself. Don't give yourself superpowers in this. And, oh, I would handle it super professionally. Be honest with yourself. How would you handle that? And I've always, you know, wondered that. It wasn't like a thing that we all sat down and talked about. It was more we thought about. And yeah, I don't know how I would handle it. I mean, Josh, me and you have been on air a number of times for big breaking news stuff. You know, the Stephon Diggs trade, of course, and that goes its own way. But that you can almost kind of have fun with, right?
Right. It's a sports story. It's a lot more lighthearted.
You may be sad because one of your favorite players is going. Or
it's
what
a
have
shock
you.
For sure, but it's nothing like something.
You know, a
to
developing tragedy.
Right.
That's
exactly.
You know, it's a different thing. And that's always something that's captivated me is how people were reacting on television, on radio, what have you, as it was happening. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump in and share your stories on that day, which you remember, the years following as well. We've got a little bit of a window here, but we're going to go to John here. John, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you guys doing? All right.
Doing very well.
Doing good.
I've been working in network television since 1989, and I remember when NBC had the NBA coverage, and the Knicks were good back in the day. I would go up on top of the World Trade Center because they used to have a bank of payphones up there, and I would always call my mother on Mother's Day from the top of the Trade Center, which was quite an experience. Now, several years later, on 9/11. I was working for CBS covering football on Sundays, and then I would go to the Monday night site for ABC when Monday Night Football was on ABC. And we were in New York on that Sunday, and we just happened to take a glimpse of the towers and thought how cool those buildings were. Then we went to Denver, and of course the Giants were playing the Broncos that night, and I still firmly believe that thankfully the Giants were playing that night because that area down by the Trade Center, was a financial district, and a lot of people came in late that day for work because the Giants were playing the night before. But anyway, we were stuck in Denver, and we ended up driving home from Denver the morning of 9/11, and I drove all the way through from Denver, and I made it back to my home here in Dunkirk, and of course, this is a day I'll never forget.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Thanks for the call, man. And yeah, they played September 10th against the Denver Broncos. They lose 31-20. And then I know Jeremy brought up that games were moved like a full week.
The whole NFL season was moved.
Yep,
the whole week.
And their next game is not till September 23rd.
Yeah.
In which they play the Kansas City Chiefs. I feel like I've seen something on that game. Like I have an image because they're in Kansas City. I feel like I have an image of that. I want to say there was a flyover. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen something on that of like NFL films or what have you. But yeah, you know, another thing that I remember, not vividly, but I do know this is a thing, is the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire. That movie, its initial, what would you call it, promotion.
Oh,
he swings onto the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They obviously have to change the movie because it comes out in 2002.
Well, and also,
that's the first promotion, and it's one of the first superhero movies since Batman in the 1980s with Michael Keaton. And this is sort of like the reintroduction. And it's not today, you know, where superhero movies are kind of a dime a dozen. There's good ones, there's bad ones, but you know there's going to be one. This was sort of like a, hey, here you go. It's coming out next year. And I've seen that promotion a few times of him swinging onto the Twin Towers and then the pan out because that was the symbol of New York. And
right.
Spider-Man is sort of like the hero of New York.
Yeah, and I remember too, I mean, it's been almost a year now, but I recently binged all of Friends. And in the first few seasons of Friends, in the intro,
yep.
in the introductory montage, they have shots of the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the show itself didn't really address it. It did have, like, messages after
But
the
they
episode.
Definitely did not.
No, they didn't. Yeah. They never really addressed it. But at the time, though, you have to think, that show was perceived as a comedy. It's
escapism.
It's escapism. It's trying to be lighthearted and not focus on the real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right? It was a very beloved show at the time, and I'm sure a lot of people turned to it for an escape.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing, too, that if you want to go back to sports, I mean, I know Jeremy and Joe brought this up, but the Sabres and Rangers, the first game of the NHL season, I think, or at least the first two between those two mm-hmm. teams, was October 7th of 2001. They both wear New York-themed jerseys. Mm-hmm. The Sabres changed their jersey for a game.
Yep.
And, you know, again, I'm not old enough, but I've rewatched the footage many times.
Oh, yeah.
That game itself, too, is a very... You know,
it's memorable. It's very memorable,
and it's again, it's hard to watch. It's all you get really emotional, and you get mm-hmm. you think a lot. You know, that's another thing. Today's days like this for me are always this kind of like a reflection.
Oh yeah,
right. On just everything that's.
It's also one of the few days I actually like social media, and I mean that partially as a joke, but also seriously, because then you will get people to have these long stories mm-hmm. and the long posts that you can see pictures and stuff like that. I really do enjoy that aspect. I will poke fun at social media all the time. These are one of those days I really enjoy it,
and that,
because you do get there will always be the one or two you know what's that that ruin it for everybody. But for the most part, it's happy maybe is not the right word, but it.
Well, it
feels good.
It's good to see the stories still being told. Because that's the one thing, too, is, you know, as we get further away from this event, I mean, you know, I think about, like, my cousin, right? My mm-hmm. cousin was born in 2006. He wasn't even alive when this happened.
Yeah.
You know, when people can write down these stories and put them on the internet forever, that's important. Because you can have the younger generations still learn.
I mean my brother's... was born in 2001.
Yeah, right.
He was 3 months old.
Yeah, so obviously he doesn't.
And he's a guy that now can order a beer and go out.
Right.
So like it's. I mean, we've already gotten to that point. Jeremy brought up. I mean, it feels like
a
long time ago.
Me and you were at that point.
But we're at that point. We we're in our careers and stuff like that. So we're already getting to that point where people need to share the stories, because we are at a point now where. For kids in elementary school, in our spots that we were at, or preschool, the only thing they're going to see is, sure, the news coverage, but they're going to see in the history book. They're going to see those pictures and stuff like that and be like, I don't remember that. And then eventually we're going to be parents. You know, we're in that age group, 25, 26. We can be parents, you know, coming up here. And our kids will ask us and we'll be like, ask grandma and grandpa. You know, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones here. We've got Jim on the line. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
I was at work in Lockport, and I was listening to WNSA with Artie Wander, and that station stayed on. Like, that's the first time I heard it, and I had everybody else switch their stations and that, because they were listening to their music or CDs and that. And it was just, I mean, I was at Ground Zero in May, and it just, like, brought back so many memories of just, like, listening to that. And just, like, we left there at 10 o'clock at work. We're supposed to work till like 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just went home and stuff. And I served in the National Guard, and I retired in January 2001. And I called my recruiter and I said, do I have to go back? And he's like, no, you did your time. I was willing, ready, and able to go. But it's just, I mean, somebody told me before I was in school, I was going to be a broadcaster, and I wanted to go sports broadcast. And then my teacher told me, he goes, he wanted me to do a paper, and I was going to do it on sports. He said, you can't do it on sports or weather. It's not news. And that brought me back that they stayed on that sports station for the news the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing. So sportscasters kind of broadcast the news too. So wherever the instructor is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Jim, thanks for the call. And yeah, that's the thing. I brought up college as well. And that was a big thing that I know my professors at Buff State and even my 1 year at Edinburgh brought up a lot of, like, you may want to be into sports, but you've got to be able to do not everything, but if something happens, if there is major breaking news, I mean, even in the sports world, if, you know, there is a you know, a car accident, a death, what have you, you've got to be able to pivot to a much more serious topic. And that's where, I mean, like, today does sound very somber, of course. I mean, you know, we're going to get to happier topics. Don't get me wrong. I did want to start here just because I felt like it'd be inappropriate to not. But you got to be able to do both. And I think it's really nice that, you know, people can be reminded of that as well. Going to take a quick timeout here. When we get back, Sandy, we'll take your call. We're also taking yours as well. 803-0550, the number to call. You want to share your stories on what you remember from that day, or if you're in mine and Josh's shoes where you don't really have memories, you're getting them more from, you know, YouTube videos and documentaries and your parents who were obviously, you know, closer to our ages when it was happening. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.